What's going on? What's going on? How is everybody, man? Gang, gang, as they say. It is Friday, September 1st. September 1st, man. We made it. Getting ready to roll into Labor Day weekend. UFC Paris is this weekend. Little late, obviously, getting a episode out to you this week. And that is namely because I wanted to see, was a couple things. One of the things I really wanted to see was what fights weren't going to make it, right? and we had some shakeups, so justifiably so. And truthfully, not the deepest betting card that we've come across, right? We're in a, yes, we get violence every weekend kind of deal, right? Like, we are getting violence every weekend. It's fights, right? We get to see people play high-stakes punch face. That's always a good time. Nobody here is denying that. However, the echo chamber of MMA right now is the quality of cards. And if we're going to be honest, outside of maybe three or four here, not a lot of fun presenting itself. But we have a couple good betting spots that I just want to just very quickly go over. It's Friday, right? We don't need to camp and hang out and spend hours on this. At this point, if you're listening to this, you've done the research. You've listened to the, you know, you've listened to those you're going to listen to. You've read the things that you're going to read. And maybe this will reinforce some things and maybe this will push you off of some things. We shall see, okay? But here are a couple spots that I like this weekend. First and foremost, you know me, I love women's underdogs, right? I'm a big, I don't think there's anybody out there that pushes the idea of women underdog more than anything else. However, contrary to this, OG riders from way back in the day, you know something that the rest don't know. Right, we often claim hipster status here on the show, oftentimes say that we knew before other people knew, and this is an example where we claim hipster status, right? We grab our IPA, we put on our boiler hat or our fedora, we twist our mustache wax, and we say we knew about Man and Fiore before anybody else did in regards to the UFC space, right? Now, prior to that, sure, people had Manon on the radar, but the moment she made her debut, we hammered the debut. We knew that she was going to be a juggernaut, and she has proven that thus far. We're getting a very favorable line here, minus 170 on Unibet, minus 185 on BetOnline if you've got that, okay? Everywhere else you're seeing in the twos, you might not want to play it, but if you've got on BetOnline, you got Unibet, you might want to consider a man in play here. You really might want to consider it. I use BetOnline back from our old sponsorship with them. So I got a good line here. I'm going to play Manon at minus 185. I know it's a women's favorite, so do with that what you will. Again, maybe you fade off of me. Maybe this reinforces what you already knew. But Rose is 1 foot in, 1 foot out. She always has been. And I don't understand how anybody can watch her fight versus Carla Esparza, which was the last time we saw her, and you can go in and feel she's going to be very confident and very good and willing to get into the firefight with Manon. I think, if anything, this becomes a Rose Namajunas attempt to wrestle and submit Manon. I don't think that she's going to sit there and try to be that silky, sinewy, slippery, serpentine-style striker that she is with other folks. I think she probably goes for the submission. So, that being said, Namajunas by decision, or by submission rather, is plus 725. I think that's worth consideration. I really do if you're on the Rose side of things. And then if you are not on, Manon for sure, right? You can play Manon by KO if you'd like, but I'm just on the money line. I don't want to get too cute on things, so we'll go with Manon. All right, play number two that I like. I like Sergey Spivak over Ciryl Gane. Ciryl Gane obviously has a very huge hole in his game, and that hole is the ground, which is where the polar bear is going to want to take him. Now, Sergey does not have good entries into his takedowns, doesn't necessarily get after it as quick as we would like to see him do because he can't set it up very well, right? Not particularly good at feints, not particularly good at closing the distance. Kind of has the war of attrition, big body, push himself in before he can get those takedowns. But if he does, I think he gets Ciryl gone down one time. It doesn't take much more than that. It might be a one takedown and done kind of thing. I don't think this fight makes it to round three, so no round three starts in play. You know, under 2.5, all these lines. And Spivak, you're getting, you know, after the Francis fight, after the John Jones fight, I don't want to say I'm willing to write Ciryl Gane off, but I don't know. As it stands right now, prove me wrong, right? As it stands right now, prove me wrong. Another play I like. Thiago Moises over Benoit Saint-Denis. I know Saint-Denis beat a Bonfim, bro. You know, jiu-jitsu, this, that, and the other. But Thiago Moises' face quality of competition far surpassing anyone that Benoit Saint-Denis has fought combined. If you look at all of his opponents, all of their records combined, and use that as a strength of schedule, like MMA, math, quantum mechanic, this shit, Benoit Saint-Denis hasn't fought anybody even near Thiago Moises. We're getting Thiago Moises at a plus 130 spot, plus 140 on DraftKings. I think it's a good play. I think he's an underdog that's going to compete, right? So let's get an underdog that's going to compete here. Let's get him at plus money, second plus money of the play of the weekend, in addition to Sergey Spivak. And then last but not least, the last play I like, four plays for you this week, Onglusa over Rhys McKee. Onglusa at a minus 160 spot over Rhys McKee. Rhys McKee is not good. We've been saying this from the very beginning. Now, I don't want to say he's not good. He's a professional fighter. He's got a winning record. He'd grind me to dust, I'm sure. However, UFC level, I don't believe so. Onglusa is going to put together a very competitive fight here. I think this fight is probably a little bit closer than the line would indicate, which is maybe, you know, your more sharp folks would say that's the reason to play Rhys and maybe stay off of Onglusa. But I'm going to ride it here. I'm going to go ahead and let a rip tater chip, and we're going to get an Onglusa money line play here and let it go. Now, Zara Dos Santos plus 285 against Jacqueline Cavalcanti. Cavalcanti's not on our list of any woman that should be over a minus 250 favorite, and there are some books that have her in excess of minus 400 over Zarafarn Dos Santos. We have to play Dos Santos here. We have to. It's absolutely necessary. Something to consider. Clayton Rodriguez plus 300 against Fareed Basharat. I think the Basharat brothers are frauds. I believe only one of them is good. And we'll figure out which one of those it is sooner rather than later. So, I love fading brothers, truthfully. You know, Bonfim, Dawkus, Basharat, Lozon. Give me all of them. Shout out to my old school UFC fans there. Okay, that's about it, right? I'm feeling a little bit better, full disclosure. I've been doing a sort of what you would call an elimination diet of sorts. I've pretty much removed everything that is not meat and veg. A little bit of fruit, that's it. There's been no processed anything. And things that have been processed have been very, like, I'm talking toddler size portions, you know, it's tough, right? I like to have a cup of tea before I go to bed, right? And a little biscotti to dunk in the tea, you know, one biscotti's not gonna hurt. But everything else we've been cleaning up, trying to see if it's a dietary thing. My wife is leaning more towards some sort of like celiac thing, which is gonna be a herpes, bros, if it's celiac, because then we're going to have to look for gluten-free beer, which doesn't exist. So we might be a hard cider kind of guy. Well, wine, red wine, which we were already kind of headed that way anyway. Just my budget doesn't agree with my taste buds, you know what I mean? So but we'll go from there. But I am feeling a little bit better. We're gonna keep the elimination diet going a little bit longer. Try to fine tune some things. Been taking my pre and probiotics. Shout out to Tobler and the rest of those guys that continue to harp on me about taking care of my microbiome. I appreciate you guys. I know it's been a little sporadic, but dude, health is wealth, and I've been fucking dirt poor lately. So, just a quick rundown of the fights. Everybody made weight, so we're not worried about any of this stuff dropping off unless it drops off way after the fact. I wanted to wait till weigh-ins were done to release anything. So, taking a quick 10 minutes to tell you guys my plays for this weekend. I hope you're doing well. I hope you have a safe and wonderful Labor Day weekend. Spend it with your friends, your family, your loved ones. Do all the stuff that you should do, right? Live it up. Take care of yourself. God bless you. And I will see everybody next week.